Today from the Ohio Newsroom, public funding for private school expansion. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Last year, Ohio expanded its school voucher program so that all families, regardless of income, can apply for private school scholarships. Now the state is taking it a step further. A recent ProPublica investigation found that millions of taxpayer dollars are going to Ohio's private schools for renovations and expansions. Member station WVXU education reporter Zach Carrion joins us to explain. Hi, Zach.
Hi.
Walk us through how we got here. Why are private schools in Ohio getting government funding for expansion?
These private schools, they have embraced this voucher program. So students all over the state, mostly ones that are already going to private schools, have been getting these vouchers. Now, the reason why so many students actually haven't in the public schools taken these vouchers is a couple of reasons, right? One, private schools don't necessarily have enough classroom space to bring in, thousands more kids. And in rural communities, they don't have really any private schools. So Greg Lawson with the Buckeye Institute proposed an idea about taking money from the state's capital budget and using it for private schools to expand their classrooms, make some renovations so they can welcome more students, and, potentially create some new schools in rural areas like Appalachia as well, where they don't have access to these schools, and create some so they can utilize these vouchers.
Yeah, and it seems like the legislature was listening to some of those ideas. Around $4 million went to private schools through a one-time strategic community investment fund. Which schools are getting this funding and how can they use them?
Yeah, so this $4 million is going to less than a dozen or so private schools. So you're looking at some private high schools like St. Ed's in the Cleveland area. You're also looking at charter schools like Toledo School for the Arts that are using these to fund different programs and also do some expansions. So that's where that $4 million is going. Now, I will say $4 million out of more than $700 million in funding. And a lot of that stuff is actually going to, things like fire stations, public schools, Boys and Girls Clubs, medical facilities, those kind of things where you would expect public dollars to go to.
Ohio obviously isn't alone in having school vouchers. Nearly 30 states have some sort of school voucher program. But I'm curious, how common is it for public dollars to go towards the expansion of a private school?
It's not common. When you look at public money going to private schools, it's in very specific circumstances. So natural disasters that damage buildings, or even something like the COVID-19 pandemic. We haven't really seen this kind of thing in some other states. And certainly some people have called Ohio a laboratory for the voucher program and using public money to fund private schools. A lot of things like the expansion is happening here first, and then it could possibly spread to some other states.
And what are you hearing from opponents of school vouchers about this funding?
Well, much like the voucher program itself, they don't like it. Bill Phyllis with the Ohio Coalition for Equity and Adequacy of School Funding says this is going to be a slippery slope. He said that Ohio school voucher program started off as just a program for students in Cleveland schools. And then it expanded into what it is today, where pretty much every student in the state can get some money. So he worries that this could eventually lead to something where, much like the voucher program, it balloons and balloons, and suddenly the state is spending a lot more than $4 million on these private school renovations.
All right, that's something to watch. That's Zach Carrion, education reporter at member station WVXU. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Kendall.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.